And everything is recording, so we're perfect. Ready.
All right.
Hey, well, rush me.
Oh, sorry. Can I go now?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. Was that too fast? Hey.
No, well, I was saying, go ahead, and you're like, okay, and then you started talking.
We have Game of Thrones to watch.
You're in a hurry to get
Kelly's all excited, and I'm excited that she's excited.
Yeah, and now Melissa's getting her excited, so.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 102.
Shame.
From Monday, May 27th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We're also going to talk about some tweets that could save not only your life, but more importantly, your marriage.
Yes, we do. And then we'll switch over to Crazy News, where we'll talk about cookie money. Just give it to her. That's nuts. Sonic the Hedgehog. She can't beat it alone.
Nobody can.
And hey, you guys.
No, I'm just kidding. I can beat it alone. That's it.
That's all.
All right. Stay tuned.
None of that makes any sense, but it helped me remember what each story was.
Stay tuned. They'll understand it. Just listen. You'll understand what it means.
Which is also Memorial Day.
Oh, it is. It is. We work on holidays, see?
That's right. And nobody will be driving to work.
We're doing it live.
You'll listen to it. So, well, they'll get to it Tuesday.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll be in your podcast app, in your little queue there, and just don't skip over it for anything. Nothing's quite as good as what we do here. So let's just call a spade on that one. Yeah. So, all right, great. So it's on to beer.
We should. I've been dying. I've been waiting to try this one ever since. I think I told you a week or so ago, and there goes my phone. A week or so ago when I was at Total Wine spending a whole lot of money, I had my cart full, and I was up at the cash register, and the lady was like, oh, you picked a lot of different things. I said, yeah, I got... I just like to try all the different beers, and I like the big bottles now. And she goes, oh, well, have you tried the Licking Hole Creek? And I said, yes, I have. She says, well, have you tried their French Toast? And I said, no, I have not. She pointed me in the direction, and I picked it up, and here we are.
She knows how to pimp out some beer. That's what you're saying.
That's right.
You know, that's why she works at Total Wine.
Yep. Well, let's talk about it.
All right.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
Sorry. I forgot about the drop. We do the drop.
You're pushing through. You got to slow down. Hopefully you got a nice dark beer that's got a lot of ABV in it, so you'll be able to just relax a little bit.
Why did I just get a notification that my fucking keyboard stopped working? Oh wait, no, never mind. It works now. Good.
I'm on my second $120 keyboard, so I gotta take care of this one.
Well, this $15 keyboard is it's been touch and go. It's just at best. But anyway,
maybe we should hurry.
This week we're taking another round with our friends here at Right Brain Brewery, and I have their Looping Owl Amber Aged. Wait, let me try that again.
Tell us about it.
I have their Looping Owl Amber Ale Asian whiskey barrels.
You got to pick the tongue twisters.
Ever seen an owl do a barrel roll? Looping Owl is a medium-bodied amber ale brewed with select hops and a malt bill that includes Maris Otter, has otter in it, then Asian whiskey barrels from Grand Traverse Distillery. It's masterfully balanced with hints of oak, notes of caramel, and a whiskey kick. It's a limited release, and from what I have gathered from their website, it's very limited. Actually, here says, it's the availability is extremely limited, in-house, occasionally, rarely distributed. So, good stuff there. 6.8% alcohol by volume. It's a nice amber, has a little bit of a bourbon taste to it. I'm going to have a little sip of it and let you know what I'm thinking.
I like that color. Does it look like tar in your glass? It actually has a little bit of light coming through it.
Yeah, it has a nice amber color. And it's really good. It has a nice flavor. It reminds me of an amber, but with a little bit more caramel than you would normally see in, or taste, I should say, in an amber. Backed by that kind of bourbon, sweet bourbon finish. It's really good, actually. I rated a 3.75 on Untappd originally. I might have to go back and maybe nudge it up to a 4. Nice, good beer. I have 4 of them, luckily. But anyway, going back, we've had Right Brain a few times on the show. Episode 37. Wait. Episode 25, we're practically famous. I had a CEO stout, which is still a really, really solid stout. And episode 37, Girthy Egg Rolls, I had a Naughty Girl stout.
Oh, that's good.
Which was a stout with mint in it. It's pretty good. Pretty good. So that's what I have this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. What are you drinking? Are you drinking? Well, are you having a beer? You have a beer?
I am having a beer. And like I mentioned, I've got something from Licking Hole Creek. And I thought for sure that I had some on the show, but I have not. But I have had a few of their beers before. And like I mentioned to you, probably before we came on, even after we did, I just like to say Licking Hole Creek. It seems kind of funny. It's kind of childish for a guy at the same time. And all kind of puns can be made off of that name, much to Melissa's chagrin. She tolerates me when I drink any of this because I seem to foam at the mouth with all the funny things that I at least think are funny. But anyhow, I've got today.
As long as you think they're funny, I mean,
that's all that matters.
At the end of the day, I mean, if we're not laughing ourselves, who gives a shit who else is, right?
That's right. Well, again, I got this at the Total Wine, and the lady said, hey, you got to try this. And what I've got is, again, Licking Hole Creek French Toast Brown Ale. And it's been a while since I mentioned, I'm not typically a fan of the brown ales, like a Newcastle. I'll drink it, but I'm not really, it's not something I think, oh, I really have a craving for it, and I got to go get some Newcastle. But what I've tasted out of this one so far, I really like it, and I'm going to tell you why. The website says, French Toast Brown Ale is our hop-forward American brown ale conditioned on fresh vanilla and cinnamon with noticeable maple syrup flavor.
It's got cinnamon.
Yeah, nuanced and delicately quaffable. You'll be wondering why we didn't make this sooner. We seek inspiration in all we do. Why not find it from the most important meal of the day? So that must be breakfast. Let them drink French toast. And it's one of these large bottles. It looks like it could be wine because it's quite big. 750 milliliters, 8% alcohol by volume, and 28 IBUs. So I'm going to give it a sip and let you know what I think. And here's kind of the color. So it is a little bit darker than yours, but you smell a bit of the vanilla in there.
Much darker.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste the fine beaver asshole in your beer.
You do. And that's what I like about it, I think, because it's got a bit more of the vanilla in there than a lot of the beers that say they have vanilla. And that's not really the main flavor in it, but ever eat French toast and you will get that vanilla. So I do taste the vanilla. Cinnamon is very subtle, as the maple is also where it really gets some of the sweetness from it. And I think probably the smoothness too, you know, kind of a syrup's got a smooth taste to it. I rated it 3.75. I do like it a lot. I don't know that it quite pushes that 4. As we've talked about in the past, that kind of has to be something a little bit,
be special. That'd be pretty special.
Yeah, I was going to say special, but I was trying to think there might be another word for it, but it's got to be special.
Special.
This is very good. I would buy it again if I saw it, and I definitely recommend it. And again, it's available in Virginia. I know they're in wherever Goochland, Virginia is, and I think that's somewhere near Richmond, which is the state capital. But anyhow.
What's funny is that it's a company called Licking Hole near Goochville. Yeah.
That's right. Goochland. Oh, it is outside Richmond.
Goochland.
Yeah.
Land of the Gooches.
Yeah. So it is good. And if you're in the Virginia or the state of Virginia, you can buy it online and they'll ship it to you. I don't know that you can get it very many other places. But again, it's the Licking Hole Creek French Toast Brown Ale. 3.75 on Untappd.
French Choast.
French Choast Chalupa.
I haven't had one of those in a while.
No, I tried it, and it wasn't, and it's not the chalupa, but something that I've been wanting to try, and a lot of times we've talked about pizza in the past, and I know you're kind of off the pizza, but I had Papa John's. They've been advertising the buffalo chicken pizza, and it wasn't bad. Yeah, it was. It wasn't bad. There's a place called Lito's that their buffalo chicken pizza is better, and it's probably just the sauce. But oh well, I'd rate it probably like 3, maybe 3.5.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyhow, so how's Kelly liking Game of Thrones? She started it. I got a text from her this week that asked whether she should do it after our discussion last week. So
I mean, she and that came as a surprise to me because she has always resisted every advance I've made to try to get her to watch it. So what ended up happening is, and don't tell my diet place, but I did have pizza on Wednesday.
Okay,
It was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. So what she kept bringing up pizza, and I said, listen, I said, I'll order pizza under one condition. And what's funny is I didn't even have to continue. She already knew.
Shame.
She goes, you're going to make me watch that show.
Shame.
I said, yes. I said, you're going to make me watch an episode. I said, no, that's not right. That's not correct. I'm going to make you watch 2 episodes of that show.
Yeah.
I said, you need at least 2 episodes. And the first episode is kind of just like setting things up. And even the second episode is still kind of just setting things up. So I said, you got to give it at least 2. And I said, you have to put your cell phone down. If you try to watch it while you're on your cell phone, you will not watch it. You won't get into it because you're going to miss stuff. And then you're going to be lost. And then you're not going to get into it. So I'm like, you got to put, this is one show. You have to keep your phone down and pay attention. True. And so anyway, we watched an episode Wednesday. We watched an episode last night. And then today she says, well, hurry up and get your podcast done so we can watch an episode. I'm like, really? You want to go to a third? I'm not even forcing her to watch the third as payment for the pizza. So she at this point, but what I thought it was kind of funny though, that she already knew what I was going to say even before I said it. She just knows me that well. And, you know, as a nice segue into our next section here,
that's why I did it,
which we're talking about 30 tweets you'll relate to if you've been married for any length of time. So we all have those things that we know, you know, are the kind of quirks, nuances, whatever you want to call it with our spouses that make us kind of laugh. And I think, you know, everybody of course is different. Every marriage is different, but we can certainly relate to a lot of these and a lot of them. I've only read a few of them, but they seem pretty hilarious. So I think we should maybe review them real quick and, you know, for the benefit of our listeners. So maybe they can learn a couple things about marriage here. So the first one is, and these are tweets, by the way, about marriage.
Recent too. Yeah. These are all actually from this month, which isn't always the case when we find these sometimes.
No, sometimes our crazy news stories aren't.
Oh, 2014. Today. Holy shit. These are old tweets. They still have power, but not quite like these.
Oh, this was on MySpace. Great. So this here says, the first one says, marriage is an endless cycle of love, trying to understand each other and see who can withstand the overflowing trash cans longer.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Oh, for sure.
Although generally, you know, I mean,
shove it down. You gotta shove it down. There's still room in there.
Push it. See how much more stuff you can cram in there into the case that you actually can't get the bag out anymore. That's how full it is.
Nice.
We do a pretty good job with that. I think Melissa does a better job at it than I do, and she'll freely admit that.
Kelly does a better job.
Yeah,
I tend to be shove it down where she's like, all right, this needs to be empty. But
I don't shove it down as much because I know that when she comes around, she's going to see it and she's going to be mad. And as much as I like to poke the bear, and as much as I like to stir the pot and make people mad just for sport, I don't really try not to do that too much with the trash can.
It's true.
But that's me.
On to the next one. This is going to be a 3-hour episode. There's 30 of these.
Yeah, no problem. Well, the problem is that you took the odds this time. So the second one I have a story with this. I was almost finished pressure washing the back patio, but then my wife asked me to show her the part I think is done.
Oh boy. So you've dealt with that in your marriage.
Kinda. Well, we moved into this house and we've talked about it too, that I don't cut the grass, you don't cut the grass. But I remember we bought this house and I was excited because I was gonna go out. I was going to cut the grass for the first time. I went and bought $200-$300 gas powered trimmer because we had to get. We're on the corner, so we've got a lot more edging to do.
Yeah.
And I was probably maybe 10 minutes into it, and she came out. And she goes, "Oh, not going so good, is it?" And I had just turned the thing on. I was like, "No, I haven't started it," but she was already critical of it. So I put the thing away, and she's hired somebody, and I haven't touched it since. It's been rotting in the garage for 2013. So what, 6 years now, and hasn't been started. Yeah, it just goes in the trash now when we move.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of lawn equipment in my garage. It's, you know, it holds the walls up.
That's true. I'll stick it out for a yard sale or something. Buyer beware.
Number three says, watching as my wife throws out a box of miscellaneous cords. No, my legacy.
I got a big box down here.
I have so many cords. I have so many cords. Yeah. Kelly doesn't try to throw them away, though. She's just like,
no.
Do something with these. I don't know what any of these cords do. Yeah. Like,
no, I've found random stuff in there.
Have you seen a lightning cable before?
Anyway. No. Well, number four, this comes from a young lady. And the husband says, give me two pancakes. And then she says, hey, these paper plates say they hold up to 2 pounds of food. Husband says, and? She says, keep stacking, buddy.
Nah.
Yeah, I like pancakes. I don't really get that one. I'm a big fan of the flapjack.
I like them too. This next one's funny. So this is a dialogue of sorts. It says, me standing.
This is standing, true, by the way.
Standing, sits. Wife, can you?
That's true.
Very true.
We've all had
that. With the kids, too. The kids, it would be standing, sits. Kids, can I have a snack?
Yep. Can you give me something? This next one, the husband says, you know those times when you don't feel like eating? And she says, no. I figure that'd be pretty reversed. Yeah, the guy would always eat, but I guess that's stereotypical.
True. So this one's a lady, a wife, and she says, they're at a restaurant. And she says, is the fish fishy? The waiter says, it's a mild fish. So it's mildly fishy. Waiter to my husband, is she husband? Yes, yeah, she's always like this.
Is the fish fishy? Ursula, it takes my husband longer to choose a rental car online than it did for us to choose the name of our sons.
That's true. It's an important decision. It's a big, big thing, you know, picking out.
You gotta keep the son safe. You gotta just put him in an econo box.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that you have enough for your luggage and the people and you know, all that stuff and the hookers. Number nine says,
you want the car better than what you have at home, so you actually enjoy it.
That's true, too.
Yeah, and the hookers.
Number nine, I'm starting to wonder if my husband never picks up his crap just so he can see me bending over more often.
That is 100% true.
100%. 110%.
Guilty. Samantha Joel, I just found out that my husband fills the dog's water dish, not from the tap, but from the refrigerator's water purifier feature. He said, she'd do the same for me. That's true. I thought about that.
What would be funnier is if he filled the dog's water dish from the purifier, but then gave her a glass of water from the sink. Number 11, Prime Nate says, wife, you are a royal pain in the ass. Me, please address me as your majesty then.
That's good. Imagine falling in love with someone and then finding out she talks during your favorite TV show. My husband, if he tweeted, probably.
Number 13.
That's true.
Yeah, true story. 13. Get married and spend the rest of your lives trying to figure out what to do with your arms while you sleep.
Married sex is wanting to have sex all day and then falling asleep right before you get the chance because you're too tired.
Went the extra mile for my wife today by letting the Uncrustable defrost before serving it to her.
It's saying not supposed to microwave those. We do it anyway.
I think aren't you supposed to microwave them for like 20 seconds or something? No.
It says not to because they could be scalding, boiling hot on the inside.
Yeah, that's how they taste good.
Yeah, that's true. Levels of husbanding, grocery store edition, and this one's true. Number one, waits in the car while wife runs in.
True story.
Next level is allowed inside to push the cart.
And that's it.
Yep. Advancing further, can choose gluten-free snacks for the kids' lunches. Level four, consulted on which is the perfect carton of eggs. Number five, in the final level, trusted to select the freshest insert produce name.
Well, because the produce is at the end, and, you know, she's probably sick of being with him at the grocery store by that point.
Well, that's true. Not doing anything, because he's not allowed.
Yeah. Although some grocery stores, the produce is at the beginning. My grocery store, it's at the end. Who knows? Let's see. Number 17, my wife's brain. everything we have to do in the next 4 months is the planning we need to do for it, meal planning, a grocery list, a Target list, work, kids, house, other things I can even think of. My brain, pizza, literally just pizza.
That's true. She does a lot of stuff. She's always planning the things, and I'm just thinking about one.
Kelly likes to plan. She likes to make lists. Yeah. She loves lists. She will just make lists all the live long day.
Yeah. Well, their brains work like that. Ours don't. I don't want popcorn. My wife, who's about to eat half my popcorn during this movie.
Always.
Yeah. That's why we always just buy something else. Or I'll buy something that I know that they don't like. That way I get it all.
This is exactly me. He brings an extra phone charger when we travel, knowing I'll forget to bring my own. Reason number 342,736 that I'm happy I married him.
Yeah, that's good.
I bring all the phone chargers. And then extra, because you never know. What if one breaks?
And you can't find the cord, and you don't want to spend the amount that they're going to ask for it. Me, we're going to leave for dinner in 5 minutes. Are you ready? And the husband, in Stan car, goes in an old holy t-shirt. Yep. Begins repainting the front porch. That's not me at all. I'm always ready. I'm always the one waiting. And usually waiting for people who are doing the exact same thing.
That's exactly true, because I tend to be like... I'm a very punctual person.
Yeah.
And so I like to be on time, but Kelly will be like, all right, so it's going to take me 87 minutes to get ready. So 45 minutes before we're supposed to leave, she's like, oh, I should start getting ready now. Number 21, me. I don't know if I should wear black leggings or husband or your blacker leggings. Me, yes. He gets me.
Yep. Sometimes I like to ask also my husband. Leggings. He had me at leggings.
True story.
The rest was wah, 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 wah. Sometimes I like to ask my husband if he notices anything different about me just to watch him panic and lie. Yeah, that is kind of rough. Even when you know they get stuff done, you still can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Stone says, yard work with the wife. Can you prepay for marriage counseling?
Reason number three was 342,000... whatever it is that we have people cut the grass and do all that shit for us.
True story.
They don't help us decorate for Christmas outside, though, and that's still a thorn. You don't load the dishwasher, right? I said to my wife just before it permanently became my job.
That's what true. You get. That's why you None don't of us say load anything. It, you just don't say anything. You just bottle that shit up inside and just store it away. All right, number 25, in bed. Husband, gentle nudge. Hey. Me, removes earplugs, removes sleeping mask, removes snoring strip, removes mouth guard. Hey, husband, sleeping.
I don't think that's true.
No.
You'll stay awake all night if you have to.
I mean, you know, I don't have any control of what happens at that point. Like, it's just, you know.
Just said something to the wife about the thermostat, like some husband who hasn't already learned his lesson. No, that's a problem.
We don't say anything. We just have little silent battles over the thermostat.
Yeah.
That's what we do. She turns it down, I turn it up. She turns it down, I turn it up. Or the other way. Yep. She turns it up, I turn it down. She turns it up, I turn it down. 73 is not comfortable. It's got to be a 71.
You got to put one of those locks on it.
I threatened. Yeah, the little plastic thing with the mesh sides on it and with the little key. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Number 27. And do you, Rebecca, take Mitch to be your husband? In sickness or in health, for richer or poorer, even if he doesn't do a thorough job of wiping down surfaces, as long as you both shall live. How wedding vows should be, probably.
Yep. That's here. That's here. Whenever always after we've done eating, I wipe the table down. She's like, oh, did you wipe it down? It's like, yeah, you stood there and watched me do it.
Is that the same rag that you use to clean the dishes?
Yeah. No. If you don't do it in the right order.
Oh, boy.
Marriage is all about the little things that you need to try to ignore so that you can stay married.
True story there, too. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Steve says, me, I'm so excited to go to bed. Strips off and jumps into bed. Husband, oh, yeah. Me, it's clean sheet day. Husband, sigh. Hashtag married life.
And this one just happened today. 79% of marriage is all about texting each other the shared password.
That's true. That's why you had to have a. That's why you got to have a shared note that you share with all the passwords, or else you just bang your head on the wall every day when that happens.
Well, I guess that's a good idea because the notes are now password protected, or at least Face ID protected. So, I guess if you have some not mission critical ones that are in there that you don't mind if they somehow get stolen, I guess that's probably a good idea.
All right, so there it is, 30 things that hopefully some of you relate to if you are married or in a relationship or in a partnership with a same-sex person. Either way, you're welcome.
They all probably still apply.
You're welcome. Take notes. Take some, jot some notes down and bring some of these things into your relationship with your significant other. Crazy news time.
It is crazy news time. Write these things down while you're listening to crazy news because there's some crazy shit this week.
There was no shortage. Boy, it's like the crazy news gods really just they gave us a gift this week and for us to share with our listeners. Where's our first story bring us?
The first one looks like it takes us to Oregon based on the website. And Washington County Forest Grove man stole a daughter's cookie sale money to pay for an erotic massage, prosecutors say. Forest Grove man stole $700 his daughter earned selling Girl Scout cookies, used that money to finance an erotic massage, and staged a burglary at his home to cover up the theft.
He burgled.
What a jerk. Brian David Kulcher was sentenced Monday to 18 months of probation, 80 hours of community service, and restitution as part of a plea deal. According to the Washington County District Attorney's Office, he was also hit with a $100 fine for the $700 he stole. I guess that's fair. He initially told authorities someone had broken into his home and assaulted him, according to the District Attorney's Office. Officers found the home had been ransacked and saw blood strewn about.
Where did he get the blood?
Yeah, and how do you strewn it about? Kutcher had injured himself and the blood was almost certainly his. All the cuts didn't give it away, said himself. District Attorney. Right. Yeah, Thomas Bellisier. Kutcher's work laptop was also damaged, soaked in blood probably, and about $700 was missing from a jar holding his daughter's cookie earnings. Investigators found inconsistencies in his story and challenged it. Kutcher eventually told police he stole the money to pay for the erotic massage and then faked the robbery when he realized he couldn't explain the missing funds, according to prosecutors. But he was very relaxed during the whole thing, evidently.
According to
paper. Not relaxed enough to get away with it.
Document state. Well,
document state.
Man.
Kind of a jerk.
It is.
Would you steal your kids' money for that?
It's a shitty move. And what's funny is 18 months probation, 80 hours of community service for stealing $700 from his cookie and Girl Scout cookies. Come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see stealing cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do that. If I had a daughter, I'd steal her Girl Scout cookies. I mean, I'd put money. Oh, I guess I wouldn't steal them. I'd pay for them, but,
that's probably fine.
That's kind of a shit thing to do, though. Fuck that guy.
I like cookies.
Fuck Oregon. Next one here.
Tell us about it.
So let me tell you about this next story. As soon as the website fucking loads, I'll tell you all about it. Take us to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where a woman demanded oral sex at gunpoint, fired shots at man as he fled apartment. Go down on me now, asshole. A man left from a second floor apartment Monday after his gunslinging date tried to shoot him because he refused to give her oral sex. Police say Anisha Speed, 19, was at the victim's LaBelle Avenue apartment Monday when things went south. According to arrest records, the man invited Speed to his apartment after the two spent much of the day together. Once inside the apartment, the victim says Speed asked him to perform oral sex for her. He declined, and Speed responded by whipping out a .40 caliber handgun. The affidavit says Speed allegedly aimed the gun at the man and threatened to shoot him if he didn't give in to her demands. Man, it must be like thin sliced roast beef down there or something then, huh?
Well, she looks like a dude. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. Oh boy. What's on her?
Big old bruise on her face.
Yeah. That's the woman. Are we sure that's the woman? Oh, it is. Oh my god. It is.
It's the mugshot.
It says,
yeah, you thought that was the guy, but it's not.
Oh my god. I wouldn't go down on that either.
No.
Oh boy. Man.
Not even for Starbucks.
Oh, are we sure? She probably said go down to me and pulled her pants down. There was probably a dick right there. I'd understand that.
Yeah, could be.
I'd jump out of a second story window too. When the man grabbed Speed's wrist, she apparently fired around into the wall. Then he then ran it out onto the second story floor. He then ran out onto the second He then ran out onto the second floor balcony and jumped to the ground as another shot was fired in his directions, police records say. Officers found Speed outside the apartment a short while later. She allegedly resisted handcuffs and had to be taken to the ground before she was taken into custody. After searching the apartment, officers found two live 40 caliber rounds and a spent shell casing. Oh boy. They also discovered Speed had apparently stolen a shotgun and a PlayStation 4 game console from the victim's home. So she robbed him, took his gun and his PS4, and then asked him to go down on her. She was booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison Tuesday on charges of attempted second degree murder, illegal discharge of a firearm, theft of a firearm, resisting an officer, and tampering with evidence.
So if a dude comes up and asks you to do that and says he's a girl, watch out.
Now, let's look at the comments here. This comment says, start now making every month extra $15K or more just by doing very easy job online. In my previous month, I have earned and received $15,839 from this online home job just by giving this 2 to 3 hours a day using my laptop. This job is just awesome, and regular earning from this are way better than other regular 9-to-5 office jobs. Get this right now and start earning extra dollars online just by follow instructions on this website, easyjob50.com, if you're interested.
That's how you know it's real.
That's how you know it's real. And
who posted that, Rob?
Shabab Commando. Shazaib. Shazaib Commando. Shazaib. You know Shazaib?
Oh, man.
I don't know. It probably works for Microsoft.
That's true. Mm. It's one of the people that I won't be calling back anymore.
Probably not. Especially because you'll get charged for the 900 call.
I think so. Now, you found this one. I had it on my list. And friend of the show, Tony, also sent this to us on the Twitter.
Well, shit. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, just to make sure that we had it. And this one comes from New York Daily News. And it tells us that doctors find drugs in the rectum of a convicted felon. There's a lot going on here. Being operated on after he had shot himself in the groin.
Okay, so he shot himself. They took him to the hospital.
But he's a convicted felon.
Oh, yeah. Convicted felon, shot himself. And when you're a felon, you're not supposed to have a gun anyway.
Right, so or drugs in your butt.
Shot himself in the groin.
Right.
And then, so they rushed him to the hospital. They're performing surgery. And then, and then drugs are in his rectum.
Yep. That's what, that's in a nutshell, that's what it was.
Wow.
Yep. Things went bad to worse for a 13-time convicted felon.
Wow. That's impressive.
He shot himself in the genitals.
Oh.
Then had, as if that wasn't bad enough, the doctors discovered drugs hidden in his rectum while they performed surgery. Police were called to the scene after they also found meth in Cameron Jeffrey Wilson's car, according to Washington State news outlet, the Wenatchee World News. It's kind of like World News Daily Report. And he was just getting started. The 27-year-old's most recent troubles began April 16th when a gun he kept in his pocket discharged, putting a bullet through his testicles and into his thigh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that sucks. Not wanting to be charged with gun possession, a bleeding Wilson, that's right, had his girlfriend's probably what it sounded like, She drove him to a friend's house where he allegedly dumped the firearm before going to an area hospital because it's illegal for a felon to possess a firearm, but didn't think that big old bag of dope in his butt needed to come out. They'll never find it in there. What Wilson did drop off was a balloon full of marijuana that is said to have slipped out of his rectal cavity while doctors performed surgery. Chelan County, Washington detectives arrived at the hospital where he was being stitched up to gather information, at which time they also decided to search his car. That's where the cops say they found a bag of meth in the pocket of a pair of bloody jeans that Wilson appeared to be wearing when his injury occurred. Police did not arrest him at the hospital, instead opting to issue an April 16th warrant for gun and meth possession, which allowed Wilson to turn himself in. When he did so, police reportedly found another bag of marijuana in his rectum during a jailhouse strip search. Jesus. And that makes me wonder whether he just put another bag up there or whether he had a couple just rolled up in there for a rainy day.
He had a, I mean, it was a fully loaded chamber, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple rounds in there.
Yep. Possession of a controlled substance was then added to the growing list of charges against Wilson. A week later, he was also charged with four counts of witness tampering after police reportedly listened in on a jailhouse phone conversation between the alleged perp and his girlfriend, also known as Gillian, where cops say he told her not to cooperate with investigators.
And not to sell her vintage Pyrex.
Right, right. And not to adhere to the subpoenas that were coming. Wilson pleaded not guilty to all charges and awaiting trial on June 18th. So that's coming up. On all but the obstruction charge, which he'll be tried July 9th. Bail was set at $110,000.
Well, I'm pulling for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He might be fine. Yeah. I wonder what he's going to tell work, though. Like, why he's not there.
I don't know.
You know, they're looking for him.
His dealer's probably looking for him, too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
All right.
Why does this dope smell like shit?
No pun intended. Oh boy. So our next story takes us to none other than our most popular state here on the Two Bobs, Florida.
Yeah, always Florida.
Where a battery rests over a hedgehog. There was an arrest for battery over a hedgehog custody dispute.
Yes.
There we go. All right. A dispute over custody of a hedgehog turned violent Sunday evening when a Florida woman allegedly struck her mother several times in an attempt to take the spiny mammal from the family's home. Police say that Emma Davison, 18, she's kind of cute, arguing with her mother about living arrangements and following directions when the teenager announced she was packing her shit up and she's going to leave the Seminole residence.
Get the fuck out.
Davidson, seen that right, also told her mother that she would be departing in the company of the pet family's pet hedgehog, which resided in the bedroom of Davidson's younger siblings. Poor Sonic. Davis's mother, 43, balked at the hedgehog removal, saying that the younger siblings in the house are the ones who are caring for it, according to an arrest affidavit. Document state. In an attempt to keep the hedgehog in residence, Davison's mother told cops she was blocking the defendant from going into her sibling's room. That is when Davison allegedly pushed and hit her mother several times to get into the room. The altercation, cops noted, was witnessed by all of the siblings. Davison, cops say, acknowledged pushing her mother, but claimed that it was only after she had been pushed and shoved by her parents. The teen denied striking her mother in the face. Arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery count, Davison was booked into the county jail, from which she was released early yesterday on her own recognizance.
Right.
Yes. Judge ordered Davison to have no contact with her mother. The teen will be allowed a one-time visit to her family's home in the presence of law enforcement to retrieve personal items and say goodbye to the hedgehog. Those belongings will not include the hedgehog, whose name, age, and sex are not disclosed in records.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. We don't even get to know what Sonic's age and gender is.
Now, will there be a GoFundMe set up for the hedgehog?
They should set one up. I'd contribute all of your money. Just give me a credit card.
How many? Can I do thousands? It in increments?
Yeah, I'll schedule like 1,000 a month. I'll break it up.
That'll help.
Every little bit helps.
Now, in the past, we've talked about stories. We've had people in love with weird stuff. We've had train stations. She was in Nevada, though, so that's fine. We've had a couple people in the UK that were in love with chandeliers.
Yeah,
we had them in love with roller coasters.
Oh no, it wasn't a roller coaster. It was a what the hell is it called?
I don't remember. But anyhow, it's not important.
Ferris wheel. That was a Ferris
wheel. Ferris wheel. Yeah, and there were a couple other ones, but. The weird thing was that he was from Japan. We had outside of the one example, we had a lot of them were from the UK, and I don't know if there's something in the water over there, but this one popped up in my feed today and I thought it was kind of good. It says a woman turns to hypnotherapy to cure a bizarre Michael Jackson phobia. Now he's been dead for a while, but this lady is still afraid of him.
I am still afraid of him.
Well,
haven't seen Leaving Neverland yet.
I refuse. Poppy Johnson, a 23-year-old woman from the UK, claims she has been suffering from an irrational fear of pop legend Michael Jackson for 18 years, ever since she first saw the Thriller music video for the first time.
Lost my pen.
Oh, no. I got mine. The London-based tender was only 5. When she saw his iconic Thriller music video, she recalls being freaked out by it, especially the artist's face changing from the wolf. Ever since then, every time she sees or hears anything related to Michael Jackson, a song, an interview, or even a poster, she has flashbacks of that traumatic experience and unexplainable fear sets in.
Huh.
Poppy says she experiences sweaty palms and starts to feel shaky. To make matters worse, Poppy's parents are big Michael Jackson fans and have lots of memorabilia around the house, but she never told them about her phobia. I was living in constant anxiety of seeing him, hearing him, or someone bringing him up. I just couldn't stand it, the 23-year-old told PA Real Life. I really never spoke about it or told many people. I wondered what they would think, and I was silly or struggled to understand how I could possibly have.
She is silly.
Phobia of Michael Jackson. Managing her fear hasn't been easy for the bartender, who would often excuse herself whenever she was out with her friends and Michael Jackson's song started playing. She would then spend a few minutes in the toilet breathing, calming herself, and trying to focus her mind on something else.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. Earlier this year, when the documentary Finding Neverland came out, news and photos of Michael Jackson were everywhere, so she tried to stay off of social media and the internet in general as much as possible to avoid triggering her phobia symptoms. That's kind of what we've been doing with Game of Thrones. We've been staying off the Book of Faces, Instagram, all that. Just Melissa said she found a couple things.
I recant my quote of my statement of the name of the documentary is Leaving Neverland earlier. Yeah. Apparently it's Finding Neverland.
Finding Neverland.
I'm not going to watch it regardless of the name, though.
No. True or not, it's not something that I find any joy in. So anyhow, she's gonna get hypnotized because she thinks that they can help her finally stop this. As if being dead wasn't good enough, she's gotta wash him from her brain completely with hypnotherapy. Then hopefully it works.
They should have that horse fucker take hypnotherapy from last week's episode.
Probably. Yeah, he just needs to be castrated. That's the only thing.
That's true.
The only thing that'll do it.
You gotta finish the article.
Yeah, I think it was gone long enough. The gist of the story was covered in the first
enough. Yeah,
right. It was covered in the first 15 paragraphs. The last paragraph was really just a synopsis. So I choose to ignore it so we can get to the last story. Yeah, our hearts, friends our at WNDR
and her family. The next one takes our friends, takes us to our friends at World News Daily Report, as you said.
Hey, you guys.
And this is takes us to North Carolina, where an experimental medical procedure revives a dead man run over by an 18-wheeler after 21 days. Wow. North Carolina man who had committed suicide by throwing himself under a semi-trailer truck has been miraculously brought back to life after 21 days following an experimental treatment. His head and his face are all fucked up looking now, but James,
like the Goonies.
James Willow, 47, was declared dead after jumping off of Interstate 77 bridge in Charlotte into heavy traffic, where he was run over by a semi-trailer truck.
Willow
had recently lost his wife and four kids in a tragic car accident last October. That's sad. And planned to end his own life when the pain of living became unbearable. He wrote in his suicide letter. Luckily for him, paramedics were able to retrieve the man's body from under the 60,000-pound truck and bring him to Charlotte County Hospital, where he was put into a comatic state and later died that evening. It is truly a miracle of science. I kind of feel like Dr. Frankenstein, said laughably Dr. Otto Van Bjerk at Charlotte County Hospital. Man, a county hospital in Charlotte, North Carolina, put a man back together after 21 days. This new drug is comparable to nitroglycerin, but 100 times stronger. It was widely used as an explosive in World War II and remains common in military applications, but is now being used in clinical trials, Dr. Bjerk explained. Subcutaneous injection of trinitrotriazine. The radial artery puncture site has been known to reanimate dead animals in clinical tests, but never had the procedure been tested on a human being. The FDA interdiction applies to living human beings, not to dead people. In this case, Mr. Willow had signed his donor card and his body was thus not property anymore, but that of medical establishment. Dr. Bjerk told reporters regarding the unusual treatment. Although Willow has undergone massive reconstructive surgery and suffers from heavy cognitive and motor losses, he is apparently happy to have been given a second chance at life. I feel like God has given me, that's what he sounds like, giving me a second chance. Maybe I can patch up my life together again and maybe start dating and meet someone new and even start a new family, he told reporters in tears. Visibly emotional. Clearly, the lady would have to be blind. Although James Willow does not know how he will repay the $1.8 million worth of medical bills his treatment and surgery have cost him, he believes that with a positive state of mind, no obstacle is too great to overcome. What a heartwarming story, Robert.
It is good. And I found next week's story.
Is it the man high on ecstasy burns his own genitals while trying to have sex with an electric fence?
Well, for me, it's the one to the left of that.
I won't even say it because we got to save it for next year. Or the one to the right of it. Stuck 71 hours in an elevator, man kills and eats his wife to survive. Oh, man. That's oh, man. That's distracted driving kills.
Yeah, it does. Got to pay attention.
Got to pay attention. No bobbing up and down while you're driving.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, that's episode 102.
I better get back up there so Kelly can watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, I got to finish my episode. Yeah, there was a show title in there. I found it. I'll come across it. Perfect. Fishy, fishy, something or other.
Oh, perfect. We'll figure
it was in there.
Yeah, it'll happen. You know, we always like our show titles to present themselves organically. So
yeah,
you know,
and it did. I said, oh, I'll remember that, but then of course I've forgotten. But oh well, that's why I can't remember any people's names in Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Yeah, was it Theon Lovebug?
Love Bug. I just remember who they look like or what they look like, and then I saw, oh, that's that guy, and
I know what you
red haired guy, and the tall chick, and that's fine.
All right. Well, as always,
I know what's going on mostly.
As always, you can find us at thetwobobs.com on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast, or we do have a phone number.
That we do.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
What's that?
That's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. You can send us a text. We can read on the show. If you don't feel like leaving a message that we actually play on the show, although we do prefer those, because like we've talked about many times, this is a show you listen to.
Maybe we need a fax number. Maybe that's why nobody reaches out to us. They want to fax us.
They wouldn't want to send us a fax. They want to scrawl something on a sheet of paper and put it in the fax machine. It might take faxes. I don't think so, though. Probably I know not. It does take text.
Probably not. Just text us or that's email fine. Us. All right, great.
Yep. Do it now so we have it for next week.
All righty. See you next week.
Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.